Investment managers warn that one of the biggest threats to property values over the coming decade will be the size of their carbon footprint. But so far, there's only one business precinct in Sydney that makes the grade of generating zero carbon emissions. Reporter David Taylor has been looking at what makes a building carbon neutral.
Here at Sydney's Barangaroo, we're in the middle of a rubbish dump. That's the rubbish dump of all the workers in the precinct. And surprisingly, this entire rubbish dump not only doesn't smell that bad, it actually has a pretty nice fragrance to it.
Look, at Barangaroo, we like to keep and maintain our areas for where the waste comes down to, being mindful that each bin that comes down is washed out every day and sent back in a spotlessly clean position. So it's like a new bin returning there.
That's Shane Mulcahy, Head of Engineering and Sustainability at professional services firm JLL. His job is making sure the buildings in the Barangaroo business precinct are net zero carbon emitters, which means they run and operate with the goal of maximising sustainability. Even the bin area, where rubbish is turned around quickly and waste is minimised, is climate friendly.
The worst thing we can see is everything just going into landfill and just being not sustainable and environmentally friendly.
The precinct has also done away with cooling towers, a heat rejection system that releases waste heat into the atmosphere and instead sucks in water from Sydney Harbour to cool the building, then releases it back after being treated.
So the heat rejection goes out to the harbour and we have to stay within parameters for the EPA, of course, to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
The Paris Agreement means most sectors of the economy need to be net or nearly net zero carbon emitters by 2050 or sooner to keep average global temperatures from increasing by up to 2 degrees. Reducing waste and emissions from buildings is a logical place to start because real estate represents roughly 40% of all global carbon emissions. The Green Building Council of Australia is the cop on the beat to make sure Australian buildings can meet the challenge. Davina Rooney.
In a new world where there's a huge investor drivers and there's the need for validation, it's very important that there's certifications with clear definitions so people know they're getting what it says on the tin.
Ms. Rooney says there is mounting evidence that net zero carbon buildings are easier to sell and more attractive to tenants. That's why AMP Capital's head of sustainable real estate, Chris Nunn, is building up the superannuation giant's stock of green buildings.
We know our investors care about environment, social governance attributes, particularly in relation to climate change. That's a more solid, future-proof investment.
The problem is that Sydney's Barangaroo is currently the only building precinct that's net zero carbon. To bring all buildings over the line on climate action, the Green Building Council's been armed with a Green Star rating system. And there's a buck in it too. CEO Davina Rooney says the investment return on Green Star certified commercial buildings goes up on average by 13%.
And it's a combination of air conditioning systems, lighting, so that's a huge part of what we see for their operational energy. So that's a big focus for us. And then the management practices, what we'd frame as boring but important, exactly how you set up the site so you use less waste and actually manage toxins the whole way through the process.
With the incentive of maintaining its value, Barangaroo Towers has its own monitoring systems, even for the garbage. Underneath Towers 1, 2 and 3, there's something of a bunker lined with computer screens, showing exactly how the precinct is meeting its climate action targets. Engineer Shane Mulcahy.
We put it into data, so that goes into a cloud and all the analytics piece comes together where I can sit at the desk and see exactly what bins have come out, how much weight it's come out. So as a benchmark, we're setting ourselves right up there, and that's just because we've got all these different streams. Huge education around the occupants is tenant education. Understanding what can and can't go into bins and getting that diversion rate up, in turn increasing our recycle rate as well.
And the building's profitability.
David Taylor reporting.